Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey. Thanks for joining us today for Believing Together. Psalm 91, and we're going to be reading in verse 1, and I'm going to also read a couple other verses in our time today. I just appreciate you being here and tuning in, and I hope that it'll be something that'll get your day started off right. Let's get some thoughts in God's word as we go out to serve him today. Psalm 91, verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, verse 9 says this, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." Interesting. So God has a secret place, and anyone who dwells or lives in that place will be under God's protection and God's preservation. From the moment God made man, God always prepared a place for him to live in. The Garden of Eden was Adam's dwelling place. And God still has a dwelling place for us to live in today. Not only that, God is working on a dwelling place for us to live in for eternity, those who are saved. He is preparing a place, the Bible says. The Garden of Eden is where Adam's home was, but God has placed a garden in us even more beautiful than the Garden of Eden, and it far exceeds it. Now, in chapter 91, the psalmist here gives us a remarkable insight into what the dwelling place is. You see, verse 9, he says, "You've made the Lord, who is your refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place." The secret turns out not to be a physical place, like a house or a city or a garden, as was the case for Adam. It is a person. It is God himself. God, our refuge, the Most High, is our dwelling place, our habitation. This is the dwelling place we call in the Bible in Christ. Apostle John says, "And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." We are in Christ. Christ is our dwelling place, through whom we dwell in God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Christ made this possible. So that means if you're saved, you are dwelling right now in God's secret place because you're in Christ. You are entitled to be sheltered under the shadow of the Almighty God. And that is something that you and I have not earned. We don't deserve, but it's grace. So you and I are dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. In the Old Testament, they're under the Almighty. In the Old Testament, they were with the Almighty. But now that this New Testament, this new covenant through Jesus Christ and his shed blood for our sins, now we're not just under Christ and with Christ, we are in Christ. So how does this apply to my life today? You don't have to be afraid in life because we are in Christ. And you and I need to live today with this mindset. God's given us a glorious hope to live in. So every day we should not live in fear. Every day we should not live in loathing. Every day we should not live in question and confusion and doubt and all these different things, because we are dwelling in God's secret place. And remember, whoever dwells in God's secret place is protected and preserved. And dear friend, if you've been saved, you're protected, you're preserved. It doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen. It doesn't mean we don't die. But it means that when we have this physical death on earth, it is the introduction to spiritual life. We don't die. It's eternity with Christ. So there's nothing to fear because we've been preserved. We've been protected. We are in Christ. So let's go out and live like it. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.